Paranormal Perception is a show that sometimes explores topics some may consider disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. This is not a paranormal podcast. What you're about to listen to isn't content. This is Paranormal Perception, not the same old paranormal. While some questions about the unknown do have answers, others do not, nor do they require any. You won't hear pretentious, "I've known that all along" answers or statements from Henry. You will, however, hear the results of a lifelong journey. A journey that didn't give him answers, but the Enlightenment needed to cast aside those who do have answers. Welcome to Paranormal Perception with Henry San Miguel.
Hey everybody, welcome to the final episode for 2024. Before I go on, let me let you know, I'm going to keep this season finale short. Really, really, really short. Because as I was thinking of how to wrap it up, how to wrap up 2024, I started thinking about something that's not even paranormal. I started thinking about TV shows. Not the paranormal shows, about just shows, TV shows in general. And this ties into Paranormal Perception. Stick with me for a little bit. Regular TV shows with few exceptions, very, very few exceptions. I guess we would call those iconic, legendary shows. But with few exceptions, most shows today only last about 5 seasons, maybe 6 if they're lucky. And honestly, a lot of those shows, they go on for one more season than they should have. They should have been cut off, canceled about a year or a couple seasons before they actually do end. But the point is, for all of 2024, I've been feeling the same, not about TV shows, but about Paranormal Perception. Next year is going to be season number 8. In TV terms, that's already 2 years past the show's expiration date. Or at least when I should have ended it. So let me end it like this. I'm not going to talk really anything paranormal. It's just, well, let me put it this way. The year 2024, the year was very revealing to me, in particular when it came to experts and other people in the know, paranormal people. And as the year went on, people that I really looked up to, people that whose opinions I respected, people whose research I expected, they really revealed themselves. Now, if any of you, and most of them are guests that I'm talking about here, but if any of them are listening and they're thinking, well, you know, the same could be said about you. Not really. And I say that because all these years you've known me, even before you came on as a guest, you know, you knew me from before, you talked to me from before. Everyone always said, they laughed, but they've always said, he has no filter. Oh, I can't believe that you say that. So, no, I didn't really reveal anything because that was me the whole time. All of you did reveal a lot about yourselves, especially, and this is to me the really not surprising, the really dumb part. When it came to American politics, in particular, the election. We all knew it was an election year. We all knew it was coming. It was like a countdown ticking behind us, getting closer to November. We knew it was there. We knew we were going to get bombarded the closer we got. I knew, I suspected, and I was right, that Halloween wasn't going to be as spooky as we thought because it was days before the actual election. So I was prepared for that. Apparently, other people weren't. Either that or they just really out of touch. The same people, the same paranormal people that on a constant basis, on a weekly, almost hourly basis, on their social media, on their podcasts, on their YouTube, whatever they have, whatever platform they're on, all year long, I saw them post about how non-toxic they are and there's space for all of us. They have no tolerance for hate. Yet after the election, all of you were the exact same ones telling people to stop following you if you voted for somebody different than you. All those that are gifted, psychically gifted especially, and again, they post weekly videos, giving advice and all that to help you live your life the right way. You all had a problem because somebody thought different or voted different than you did. All of that, especially like I said, after the election, all of that made me really start to question why I need to speak to these people. Not in real life. I'm talking about speak to them on this show. Because really, I know them. I know a lot of them. That's how they come on the show. I don't just bring in strangers off the street. But when they come on the show, they're not talking to me direct. I mean, I'm talking to them, obviously, but they're really talking to you, the listeners. They are sharing their research, their information, their experiences with you. And if they can't be genuine IRL in real life, then how can we believe anything that they say when it comes to their research or experience or anything else? I know, we always say, I've said it on the show on Paranormal Perception episodes in the past. Well, everybody's experience is genuine and it's theirs. Yeah, it is, but you know, you got to consider the source. When they show you your true colors, what else about them is fake? That includes the paranormal. So for that reason, 2024 was very revealing to me. Not didn't give me answers. I was never been looking for answers for the paranormal. I don't need answers. But a lot of it was sad, really, because like I said at the top, these are people that I really held in high regard, people whose opinion, whose research, whose knowledge, whose experience I really trusted. And though, no, that month, that week after the election told me, you ain't the one. No, you can't trust him. So I don't know. Is it that just a bad way to start the year? And again, I've always been someone who is going to be one of the very, very, very few, but I've always been someone who really does not care who you vote for. I don't need to know who you vote for. I don't care if you do vote, if you don't vote, if you, you know, throw up your hands, whatever, when it comes to, I don't care. It really doesn't matter. It does not affect my relationship with you in any way. You do. If you're a good person, if you're a fun person, I want to be around you. And, you know, I want you around me. If you're not, then I don't want to be around that. Yeah, and you would think, yeah, everybody's like, yeah, not really. Thank you, social media. Not really. But, you know, again, 2024 made me realize something that I kind of knew, but I was, you know, putting my head in the sand about it. We are entering a time where confusion is king, as far as entertainment, quote unquote, is concerned. I'm talking about not just movies and TV shows. I'm talking about especially social media, like podcasts, YouTube channels, you know, platforms like that. Influencers, I guess, if you want to call it what it is. I don't even know how to put it really, but it was just very, 2024 was very revealing to me. And so because of that, and this is how I'm going to keep this season finale really short. This, for that reason, I don't know that I want to be a part of this anymore. Part of the, you know, doing paranormal perception period. No more episodes. But here's the thing. This isn't my goodbye. This is me simply saying this, and this is how I'll end the year. When I return on Friday, January 10th, 2025, which is next Friday, by the way, believe it or not, remember how I started this episode. Some shows, was talking TV shows, but it fits paranormal perception. Some shows go on for more seasons than they should have. I'm going into season number 8 of Paranormal Perception. Most shows end by season 5, maybe 6, if they're lucky. Also, I have no interest in the type of people that make up what is considered paranormal, the paranormal community, anymore. So, like I said, when I return on Friday, January 10th, I think you can guess where Paranormal Perception will be going next year. Thank you all for listening this year, though. Have a happy new year. And I'll talk to you all in 2025. Maybe.
And that is another journey into the unknown, a paranormal perception. While you wait for the next episode, visit the show's new haunted house, paranormalperception.show. You'll find past episodes, social media links, and more details on the new monthly Women in the Paranormal episodes. Henry will be back soon with another episode of Paranormal Perception, not the same old paranormal.
Paranormal Perception was another audio production from 22 Creations Multimedia, LLC.